Power 100, Woofy and Stevie Lee. We are doing it thanks to the Lilywhite Hotel Group, locals looking after locals. Now, Jackie Glazier is one of Australian poker's most recognisable personalities, and she joins us this morning for a chat. G'day, Jackie.
Hey, how are you going?
Not too bad at all. Now, tell us your story from humble beginnings, starting out playing poker in Melbourne's East, and it went from there.
Yeah, it did. I grew up playing cards with my nan and pop, and then I found poker and started going to my local APL games, and it just grew from there. It's pretty, when I think about it now, it's pretty amazing.
Poker face. Can you tell when people are lying to you?
Most of the time I can, especially at the table, but, you know, there are some good poker players out there that can put through a bluff on me now and then.
Oh, no, but, in terms of your partner and stuff, when they're lying to you.
I think I'm a pretty good judge of character, but to be honest, I'm a pretty trustworthy person in real life, so I don't really use my poker skills too much on my husband and my friends and so forth, but yeah, sometimes I can tell if someone's lying.
Now, this is amazing, Jackie. Since you've actually accumulated over $1.4 million in live tournament wins around the world, playing in the world's biggest tournaments in places like Paris, London, Morocco, and of course Las Vegas. Unbelievable. How do you get into this? What do we need to do?
To be honest, I think it sounds a lot more glamorous than it is. I spend a lot of time traveling in and out of suitcases. I'm not always at the pointy end of the plane either, so it's not as glamorous as it sounds.
Now, my extent knowledge of cards is basically fish and snap. So what's the main thing that I should remember if I'm going to get into poker?
I think, you know, poker is a game of deception, really, at the end of the day. You're pretty much trying to deceive your opponents. You want them to call when you have a better hand and you want them to fold when you don't. So I think if you can pull off that skill, that you're pretty much halfway there.
Now, you're here in Townsville this weekend for a poker tournament. It's happening at the Ville. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so I've actually never been to Townsville, and I've had a look at the Ville's Instagram account, and I'm pretty excited about going up there. I don't know. I'm excited about the poker, but if I bust, it looks like I'll have a good time regardless.
Yeah.
Well, they've just done up the pool, so you'll be able to go out and have a swim there. It's summer all year round here in Townsville.
Yeah. So if I'm in a 50-50 spot where I'm like, oh, should I call or not? I'll be like, oh, well, I'll have to go by the pool.
That's a great job to have.
Yeah, Jackie, what's the game plan? What are your competitors going to be like for this particular tournament? What are you expecting?
You know, I think it will be a mixed group of players. You know, just because someone's not a professional poker player doesn't mean that they're not very good at the game. You know, they obviously have other priorities in their life or a full-time job, but there's still some really good poker players out there that don't play full-time. And then, you know, you'll get a few that are just more recreational players and play the game just for fun. So it'll be a matter of trying to work out who's who at the table.
Well, there's the chance to win $100,000.
Well, yeah, I think the prize pool is guaranteed at over $100,000, and I think the winner is guaranteed around about $25,000. So,
are you also holding a workshop as well? Can you tell us about that?
I am. On Friday, I'm going to do a seminar to the players and just talk about some strategy and plugging leaks in their game, pretty much is what the seminar is about.
Well, Jackie, we look forward to you coming to town and probably cleaning up this weekend at the Ville.
It's not being by the pool either way.
It doesn't always happen like that, but we'll see.
Well, enjoy your stay here in Townsville. Know when to hold them, know when to fold them. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks so much, guys.